Good evening. Our scripture this evening is very familiar, I think, to many of you. It is taken from Psalm 51, verses 1 through 17. Hear now the word of the Lord. Have mercy on me, O God, according to your steadfast love, according to your abundant mercy. Blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. For I know my transgressions and my sin is ever before me. Against you, you alone have I sinned and done what is evil in your sight, so that you are justified in your sentence and blameless when you pass judgment. Indeed, I was born guilty, a sinner, when my mother conceived me. You desire truth in the inward being. Therefore, teach me wisdom in my secret heart. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Let me hear joy and gladness. Let the bones that you have crushed rejoice. Hide your face from my sins and blot out all my iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and put a new and right spirit within me. Do not cast me away from your presence, and do not take your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation and sustain in me a willing spirit. Then I will teach transgressors your ways and sinners will return to you. Deliver me from bloodshed, O God of my salvation, and my tongue will sing aloud of your deliverance. O Lord, open my lips, and my mouth will declare your praise, for you have no delight in sacrifice. If I were to give a burnt offering, you would not be pleased. The sacrifice acceptable to God is a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart, O God, you will not despise. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his word. To be sure, the story of King David and Bathsheba is one of the more sobering texts in our biblical canon. Here we have David, who as a boy was plucked from virtual obscurity within his own family to become God's appointed king. He was, as Scripture tells us, a man after God's own heart, who would fulfill all of God's will. But blinded by lust and captive to his own selfish will, he commits crimes against Bathsheba, fatal crimes against her husband Uriah, and commits most especially crimes against the will of God. Confronted by the prophet Nathan, calling him to account for the evil he has committed in God's sight, 2 Samuel verse 13 records that David says simply, I have sinned before the Lord, against the Lord. I confess that I have always been a fan of this story because I believe so strongly that we, individually and collectively, as people of God, as people who long after God's own heart, we too need voices in our lives that confront us for the evil we often commit in God's sight. Whether family, friends, or faith leaders, or the very Spirit of God, it is important that we are confronted with the fact that we often succumb to our own arrogance, our own selfish and destructive ways, falling away sharply from the life to which we are called by God. It is important that we, too, have a voice that calls us to repentance and a return to the ways of God. There were consequences for David's actions, consequences that were both immediate and those that will be felt for generations. But David's response to his sin and to his God in Psalm 51 offers us a map that is a guide for us as we consider the path of true repentance during this Lenten season. Our sin and our brokenness are ever before us and leads to fractured relationships both with each other and with God. During this season of Lent, our call is to examine that sin through deep self-examination. It requires us to have the courage to answer the question that Nathan asked long ago and asked each of us even today: why do we commit evil in God's sight? It requires us to have the willingness and the courage to, as David says, search the truth in our inward being. No, maybe we're not committing adultery or arranging killings to conceal our treachery, but we must be willing to face the truth of the many ways we don't live out God's love, we don't live out God's peace, and we don't live out God's justice with our neighbors. And so, during Lent, we confess it before God, and we say sincerely, God, I am sorry. It struck me as I considered this meditation moment that I have a very real connection to this text. For 28 years, I worked in a field where the words, I'm sorry, were commonplace. Working with victims of domestic violence, I remember routinely counseling women and men who wanted desperately to restore their broken relationships with those who hurt them. Inevitably, the person I was counseling would always say, but he or she has apologized. They said they are sorry. It was then, in as compassionate a voice as I could muster, I would say to them, sometimes words are not enough. When it came to their safety and the safety of their children, I encouraged them to look for changed behavior as a true indication of repentance. Words spoken from contrite lips must also be accompanied by a changed heart and a commitment to live differently. Often, that commitment would mean that they would need outside help. Even the best-intentioned couples who desire to return to a relationship of wholeness needed help rediscovering and recreating what a healthy relationship looked like. For us, as people of God, people who live daily with brokenness that prevents us from living out the call of God on our lives, we too need help. David poignantly rends his heart, tearing it open before God, acknowledging his wrongdoing. David longs for a return to God and to be reconciled to God. But in David's appeal is an acknowledgement that it is only God who can pave the way forward. David emotionally appeals to the God of compassion and forgiveness to wash him clean and renew and restore him to right relationship. It is the same appeal we are called to make during Lent. Because for us too, in seeking to return to a right relationship with God, words are not enough. Our intentions, although good and well-meaning, are not enough. Yes, we acknowledge our sin. Yes, we say, I'm sorry. Yes, we desire to do better. But we still need help. David models for us that we pray and appeal to the best of God's qualities, God's eternal faithfulness, God's mercy, and most especially, God's grace through the gift of Jesus Christ to help us change our behavior, behavior that will lead us back to God, renewing us and recalibrating our God phone setting, as we recall the youth saying, setting us back to show more love, more peace, and participating in bringing more justice to God's kingdom. Friends, let us embrace this Lent as a time to sincerely answer our Nathans through self-examination, prayer, fasting, and sharing with others. And let us embrace this Lent as an opportunity to fervently appeal to God and answer God's grace with a renewed spirit, being recalibrated, dedicating ourselves to living the life called by God, bringing more peace, love, and justice to the world. When we do that, we reset ourselves home, returning to God to follow all of God's will for all of God's people. Will you pray with me? O Lord, you desire truth in our inward being. Teach us wisdom in our secret heart. Send out your light. Send out your truth, and let them lead us to our home. Take us from the weight of our sin, that room might be made for the Spirit of truth. If we prepare a dwelling place, that Spirit will abide within us, and the truth will set our spirits free. Then we shall love not only in word and in speech, we will also love in deed and in truth. And by this know that our service is faithful. O Lord, you desire truth in our inward being. Teach us wisdom in our secret heart. Amen.